turning astray of the path that was left long ago. All we leave behind, time after time, is a legacy with nothing to show. Now our country is lost, and it's not without cost, for there's many who struggle every day. And I think that it's time we start crying for our nation and bow our heads and pray. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in...
Hey everyone, this is Steve Donahue with another episode of the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. Today's episode is number 137, and this is a special episode. This is an episode that is designed to honor my father. I'm doing this on Saturday night. Tomorrow is Father's Day, and of course, the Legacy Podcast, we are all about family and passing on a legacy, and I wanted to take this opportunity just to talk about seven ways in which my dad has been an inspiration to me, ways in which he has taught me some things, and through his example, and I wanted to articulate those in honor to him on this Father's Day. So stay tuned for that. But before we do that, I want to take care of a little bit of business. First of all, make sure that you're a registered user of the website. This enables you to write of an email anytime that there is a change to the website, and that helps automate contact with you, helps you to be able to know when those changes are, and maximize your time and my time. So be sure you're a registered user. Second of all, make sure that you're telling your friends and family about us through all the various social media. We're on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And so be sure that you are networking with your friends and family, telling them about the Legacy Podcast. And then thirdly, make sure that you are visiting our affiliates. We've got several different affiliates in the center right column of the website. These are companies that I have used or currently am using in helping to do the things that I believe we should do in building a legacy. And so be sure you check those out. Some of you are probably already using these companies. And if you are, then I encourage you to go through my website. This enables me to get a little bit of commission on each of the purchases that are made through those companies. So check those out. And then finally, if you like the show and you want to support the show, the best way of doing that is become a Legacy Partner. Our Legacy Partner program is $30 a year. And with that, you have exclusive access to some vendors and some downloadable material that's only available to you, a Legacy Partner. And so I want you to check that out as well. And appreciate those of you who are helping support the show in various ways. And again, I want to tell you thank you for that. And then finally, last way that you can help, but not the least by any means, is giving us a review on iTunes. This helps us to be able to move up in the rankings on iTunes, and so more people can become familiar with the Legacy Podcast. So I appreciate you doing that. So that takes care of the introductory business. Now let's go ahead and take care of the main part of the show, which is seven things that I have learned from my father that have been an inspiration to me. And through his example. The first one is this. I've never doubted his love for me. And what he has taught me in this is the importance of being able to express love. And, you know, my dad has been really good at this. Even when times it seemed weren't so good. And when I was going through difficult times or whatever it might be, he was always there. And he was always expressing his love to me. And he's always done that. You know, I've listened to a lot of men talk about their relationships with their dad, and many have said that they've never heard their dad tell them that he loved them. And that's not the case with me. My dad has always shared openly his love for me, and I appreciate that. And of course, that has been passed on. I try to do that with my kids as well. And so that's one of the things that I have learned and appreciate from my dad. Secondly, is that he's told me on numerous occasions that he's proud of me. And, you know, there's something about being a son and hearing your father tell you that he's proud of you that is that just stirs within you. And some of you who have longed for that and have never heard that, you understand what I mean and how important it is to be able to express yourself that you are proud of your children. And so I try to tell my children that regularly because I've learned it from my dad and how important that is. And so I appreciate my dad having exemplified that for me. Thirdly, is that, you know, my dad has always tried to encourage me and show an interest in whatever has been of interest to me. I'll give you a specific example of that. Back in my years of high school and prior to that, of course, I was very interested in running, and he showed a real interest in that. So much so, of course, not only was it all the games and was, you know, able to be there for me in that, but he also actually took to running himself so that he might be able to learn from it and, you know, be a part of my life in that. And so we were able to run some races together and do some things like that together. And so he took an interest in that. Of course, he still runs now. He probably runs more than I do just because I don't have the time for it. And he is able to do that. So I appreciate him taking an interest in the things that I have. And this is one area that I have not done so well with my own kids, is taking an interest in the things that they are interested in. I'm always trying to get them to be interested in the things that I am, rather than taking an interest in what they are interested in. And so I appreciate my dad being an example to me in that. And then number four is he's always demonstrated a respect for other people's property. And again, I have a story to tell about this. I don't remember exactly what age I was that this happened, but I remember it very distinctly. And my dad worked for the government, retired from the Department of Interior. And regularly, the government would have these black ballpoint pens that would be, you know, government-issued pens, and he would usually carry those around with him for, you know, any kind of time he would need to write a signature or whatever, and bring home in his pocket and that kind of thing. And so sometimes they'd be around the house, and I remember distinctly asking him one time if I could have one, and he made it very, very clear that they were not ours, they were the government's, and that they were, you know, not ours to keep, that, you know, we were not to take other people's property and that kind of thing. And I don't remember the exact details of that talk, but it certainly had an impact on me and gave me a deeper understanding of the respect for other people's property and making sure that we were not to take that. Now, earlier in my life, I had come across a situation where I had actually stolen something, and that was another episode or another event where my dad was, through discipline, able to show me that we need to respect other people's property. And so he demonstrated that for me, and I'm grateful to him for that. And then number five is he always made time for me. And as I mentioned earlier, with his interest in running and, you know, making that part of his life as well, he was also and still is able to spend a lot of time with me. And he does that, and it never seems like he's too busy, whether I call him now or, you know, when he is here visiting us or something like that. And growing up, he was always there and always had time for us. And certainly he, you know, was busy and had, you know, career of his own and things like that. But I cannot remember, well, there was a little period, I think, in high school where he was traveling a lot to Washington, D.C. when we still lived in Alaska. But other than that, he was at almost every game, every cross-country track event, anything that I was involved in or my brother was involved in, he was there and was always made time for me. And certainly we were able to spend a lot of time together fishing and things like that. And that had a big impact on me. And it's something I've always tried to find in my own life with my kids as a result of the impact that he has had on me in that. Particularly when it comes to being involved in the activities that they are involved in. And I try to balance that, of course, with work because we still need to support the family. But if I have erred on anything, it has been on not working too much so that I might have time with my kids. And I think that that was modeled for me by my dad, and I appreciate that. And then number six is he has been a man who is able to control his passions in many ways. And, you know, a lot of times people grow up in homes where their dads are angry and aren't able to control their anger. And I cannot recall any time growing up where my dad was out of control with his anger. Now, there were a few times, obviously, where he was, you know, raised his voice at me or something because I did something wrong. But, boy, I have certainly been more angry with my children than he ever was with me. And so that has been something that I still need to work on, and he has demonstrated for me in a lot of ways in that. And that's a great thing because, especially when it comes to learning gentleness and masculinity, that's an important thing. And he demonstrated that, and I'm grateful to him for that. And then finally, number seven, even though this is not by any means the exhaustive list, these are some of the ones that I have come up with. And there could be many more if I were to spend some time in more detailed contemplation. But certainly this last one speaks volumes, and that is he has sacrificed. Well, he may not call it sacrifice, but I look at it as a sacrifice. He could be doing a lot of other things. But he sacrificed to take time to spend with my kids. He's been a great grandpa to them. And they live, you know, on the other side of the coast, other side of the United States than we do. And yet they, both he and my stepmother, spend a great deal of time traveling back here, spending time with us and my brother's kids up in Maryland. And they do that because they understand the importance of spending time with children. I was only able to get to know one of my grandparents. The rest of them, I didn't have a lot of opportunity to do that. And it's great that my children are able to not just see pictures, but to actually get to know my parents. And my dad has been instrumental in spending time with my children and getting to know them. And that will be something my children will treasure. And it's a great benefit to be able to have that. And so I'm grateful that he has sacrificed his time, he sacrificed his energy in order to be a part of my children's lives. And I only hope that when my kids have kids, that I am able to spend the time that my dad has spent with my kids, and that I'm able to know them like my kids are able to know him. And so, Dad, if you're listening to this, I love you. I thank you for being my dad and for demonstrating these things to me and showing me these things. And for those of you who are listening who are fathers, I encourage you to pass on some qualities, pass on some things that your children can remember that would be able to leave a legacy for generations to come. And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generation legacy of abundance. Long ago, all we leave behind, time after time, is a legacy with nothing to show. Now our country is lost, and it's not without cost, for there's many who struggle every day. And I think that it's time we start crying for our nation and bow our heads and pray. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? Just like the plant that withers away, we will leave many seeds behind. If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? Thank you.
If today you lost your life, what would you leave behind? What would the ones around you see? What happened in the dash between your birth and death? What will you do to change your legacy? What will you do to change your legacy?